Ramadan is a month of fasting when observant Muslims willingly deprive themselves of food and water during the day. Their sacrifice is then rewarded after sundown with a feast among family and friends. But this year in Gaza, their fasting is involuntary. NPR's Aya Betraoui brings us voices from Gaza during this holy month, and a warning, this report includes the sound of gunfire.
It's dawn, and another day-long fast is about to begin. Except instead of the call to morning prayer, the silence is broken by gunfire. This isn't the first war in Gaza during Ramadan, but this is like no war Gaza has ever seen. Nearly all of Gaza's 2.2 million people are displaced, and most are now squeezed into the southern border town of Rafah. A traditional Masaharati, a Ramadan drummer who wakes people to eat before the sun rises, roams the streets and chants, "We came to Rafah and God is protecting us. We want to live."
People have been fasting since before Ramadan. There is no food or anything to drink. I am one of the people. I swear, on this morning call to prayer, all I have had is half a loaf of plain bread until now.
With the sun now rising over Gaza, that half loaf of bread is all he'll have eaten for 24 hours until he breaks fast at sunset. Hunger is ravaging Gaza. The UN says people are at risk of famine. Amid the huge crowds and tents in Rafah is Umm Malik Abu Aida, a 33-year-old mother of five baking bread in a clay oven. This Ramadan, she's also caring for a child who's the sole survivor of an airstrike that killed his parents and four siblings. She says people talk about this holy month, but how can there be Ramadan for a kid who has no one to care for him or prepare his meals?
La ilaha illallah.
Umm Malik recalls past years when she'd visit family and siblings in the evening, carrying gifts after nightly Ramadan prayers. But now she says everyone is mourning family who've been killed. Gaza's health ministry says at least 31,000 people have been killed, most of them by Israeli airstrikes. And the living remain desperate for food. Umm Malik longs for a bowl of salad. She says she's tired of feeding her kids canned food full of preservatives. She recalls what she used to prepare during Ramadan, a rich tapestry of Palestinian dishes.
Soup, fattoush salad, chicken and cream sauce with rice and fried sambusak, and kibbeh has to be on the table too, and the hibiscus juice and other juices. This has to be on the table.
There's no electricity in Gaza, and gas cylinders aren't widely available. NPR producer Anas Baba notices a smell coming from this public clay oven Umm Malik is using.
Oh my goodness. I saw them burning inside. The tires that just like the car tires.
There are hundreds of aid trucks with fuel, food, medicine, and other basics waiting to cross into Gaza. But Israel controls the borders, and nearly all have been sealed since the Hamas attacks October 7th that Israel says killed 1,200 people. Israel blames Hamas for siphoning off aid that does enter Gaza. But even one of Israel's fiercest supporters, President Biden, is calling on Israel to allow more aid into Gaza. The U.S. is now airdropping food into northern Gaza, where the health ministry says nearly 30 people, most of them children, have already died of hunger. And it's here in Gaza City where Rashid Ambar, a 40-year-old father, doubts he can observe this Ramadan. We're not letting our kids fast, he says. They've already gone 1 to 2 days without food and have eaten animal feed and leaves. A sack of flour in Gaza City costs $420, an impossible sum for families who haven't worked since the beginning of the war. People here say they've reached breaking point. 34-year-old Alaa Matar explains.
We were waiting for a ceasefire this Ramadan, but it looks like the leadership doesn't want it. the Israeli leadership, Hamas leadership, the Palestinian leadership, they don't want it.
Matar says he got a sack of flour from an aid truck recently, but people beat him, threatened him with knives, and pointed a gun at his head. He had to leave the flour right there, returning empty-handed to his hungry family. Aya Batraoui, NPR News, with reporting from Anas Baba and Omar Al-Qattah in Gaza.